CEO Radio, I'm Ray Hoffman. Richard Burns is a longtime private equity guy who, 11 years ago, took his experience to the nonprofit world. It was in 2009 that he became CEO of the New York-based NHP Foundation, which develops and preserves affordable housing. But to Dick Burns, NHP's mission goes beyond just property and into specific social services.
After-school programs, health and wellness, summer camps, mentoring, financial literacy, senior services.
Take me into the financial literacy. What do you try to impart with those
programs? What we do is we work with local bankers. Most of our residents have never had a bank account, and we teach them about the importance of having a savings account. And we end up getting a lot of our residents having a savings account for the first time in their lives. It's really wonderful to watch.
The New York-based NHP Foundation is a major player in a major challenge: how to meet the demand for good, affordable housing when the supply is always shrinking. And so, over his 11 years as CEO, Richard Burns has had to shift NHP's mission somewhat from preserving and rehabbing existing buildings to more new construction.
Since 1999, 25% of the older, really affordable housing stock has gone out of existence due to the inability of the owners to keep up the maintenance required to preserve them.
That's one reason. Here's another.
It's getting harder to buy the older properties. There's a lot of investors that are buying B properties because there's such a demand. And a lot of them are fixing them up to the point where the existing residents can't afford to stay. The tail end of my career, I was thinking about, did I want to retire? And I thought, no. And my wife also told me at the time that if I retired, she'd divorce me because I would drive her crazy. And she's right.
Thus far, that doesn't distinguish Richard Burns' story from that of many other senior CEOs. But in his career in private equity, Burns had gotten interested in the ever-moving goal line of never having enough affordable housing. And he'd been on the board of a nonprofit in Boston, Project Hope. So, 11 years ago, when he was approached as a CEO candidate for the New York-based NHP Foundation, which builds and develops affordable housing, he jumped at it.
I got this call from a recruiter. They were looking for someone to come in and basically rescue this organization and grow it. It was the kind of management challenge I was looking for, being in the affordable housing space and the mission that was involved with it. So, those factors all came together at once. It was very serendipitous.
Why would a private equity guy want to cap his long career by going into the world of affordable housing? Well, for one thing, Richard Burns, CEO of the New York-based NHP Foundation, found himself intrigued by how different the market for affordable housing is from everything else in real estate.
Over the years, I've done a lot of investing in all types of properties. And in the process, I was able to look over the wall and learn something about the affordable business. Traditional real estate can be very cyclical, but there's so much demand for affordable housing, there's never an oversupply.
Who should and who shouldn't try to make the transition from the for-profit to the non?
First of all, you've got to believe in the mission. You've got to be someone who can compete in a very complicated environment. The amount of complexity in financing and managing and overseeing affordable housing is something that you have to want to do and like to do.
The New York-based NHP Foundation is entering its fourth decade as a major player in affordable housing. And Richard Burns, who'd spent most of his career in private equity, is marking his 11th year as CEO. When I ask them how rewarding these years with a nonprofit organization have been, Dick Burns immediately brought up what NHP did in turning around a 270-unit affordable housing complex in Houston that essentially had been taken over by gangs.
Smartly or not, we go after challenges. We've got the cooperation of the police. We've got the cooperation of the district attorney. The day we took title to the property, we moved in en masse. We evicted the bad guys. They knew exactly where the units were. We reinforced all the fencing. We put in a new front gate, security cameras. We put in lights, patrols in the property. And in 6 months, the crime rate on that property had gone down over 85%. I think that's one thing that differentiates us maybe from some others. Smartly or not, we go after challenges.
And that's one reason why Richard Burns, instead of retiring after a long career in private equity, became CEO of one of the leading developers of affordable housing, the nonprofit New York-based NHP Foundation. He says the biggest reward has come from improving the lives of the people inside and sometimes outside the buildings, like a large Houston housing complex that essentially had been held hostage for years by some gang member residents. A few months later, there was a ceremony.
And this woman came up to me and she said, "Are you with the owner?" And I, you know, you always worry what they're going to say. And I said, "Yes." And she said, "I have to tell you that I've lived here for 5 years. And it's the first time I can let my children go out to play and not worry about them." When you hear those kind of stories, it makes you realize that you're making an impact on people's lives.
Instead of retiring after a long career in private equity, he agreed to be CEO of the nonprofit affordable housing developer, the NHP Foundation. Here's what NHP had: $439,000 in available unrestricted cash to meet a net of $6 million.
I was looking for a management challenge. I had no idea what kind of a challenge it was going to be. The portfolio was running at 84% occupancy when there's a 7 million unit shortage of affordable housing in the country. The staff was demoralized. It was a mess.
So what did Dick Burns do to survive that first year?
Simultaneously, sell some properties, raise some capital, get rid of some people, bring in more talented people. And we had some properties that were going to be generating some cash in 2010. So between those things, we were able to stay afloat through 2010.
Which brought it back from the edge of the cliff. 11 years into his job, Richard Burns has turned the New York-based NHP Foundation into one of the most important players in the world of affordable housing, not only in terms of facilities and services, but also staying ahead of trends. About a tenth of its 9,600 units are powered by solar panels. It's the kind of innovation that tends to be driven by younger minds. And so when it comes to attracting and retaining millennials, Dick Burns says leading with transparency is essential.
You know, in my career, it's always been important to me to be very transparent with my clients, with the people that work for me. I think it builds more esprit de corps. I think it gives more credibility to what people are doing. It lets them see where the organization's going and what the path could be. So I think it's just not millennials. I think it's everybody that works here.
But about millennials, you wrote, you can never have too much data to show millennials.
Oh, yeah, they're big on data. Part of the way to deal with that is to have them be part of preparing the data and evaluating the data.
Like everyone else in the affordable housing space, Richard Burns of the New York-based NHP Foundation has to deal with the fact that since the 2017 federal tax cut, one of the most important sources of funding for affordable housing, long-term tax credits, aren't nearly as attractive as they used to be to investors. As one recent report puts it, based on the diminished value of tax credits, 75,000 affordable housing units that would have been built just in New York and California over the next 10 years won't be. So Dick Burns has become one of the most vocal supporters of a bipartisan effort in Congress to raise the value of those credits.
It has a major impact on employment, payroll taxes, sales taxes, revenues to state and local government. It's really a terrific program that needs to be expanded.
Richard Burns, CEO of the NHP Foundation.